your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the game started on kind of a promising note for the Wildcats, who took the opening kickoff, starting for their own 25-yard line. Jack Lash would connect on passes of 12 yards to Frank Covey and 21 yards to A.J. Henning on the opening drive. He would run for 14 to get it into Iowa territory at the 33-yard line. But the Cats would eventually call on the field goal unit, and Luke Akers missed a 49-yard field goal try. And so the Hawkeyes took over on their own 32-yard line. They had a third and five, and quarterback Cade McNamara would connect with wide receiver Seth Anderson on a 42-yard pass down to the Northwestern 21. They'd get another first down, so it was first and goal at the 10, but it came up fourth and goal, and they called on their field goal unit. 24-yard field goal try from the right hash for Drew Stevens, 10 of 12 on the year. The snap, the kick is up, plenty of distance, the kick is good, and Iowa scores first with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Hawkeyes. The Cats then went 3 and out. Luke Akers came up with a 51-yard punt. Hawkeyes starting from their own 33. The Wildcats had an apparent interception. Josh Fussell picked off a Cade McNamara pass, but the play was nullified by a roughing the passer penalty against the Wildcats, moving the ball out close to midfield, in fact, across midfield to the Northwestern 49-yard line. On the first play of the second quarter, the Hawkeyes with the Northwestern 38. Najee Story, though, came up with a tackle of Caleb Johnson for a 2-yard loss, and the Hawkeyes had to punt. The Cats would be pinned back on their own 6-yard line, and Jack Lausch would throw an interception. He was picked off by Quinn Schulte of the Hawkeyes at the Northwestern 26. So the Hawkeyes starting with great field position, but the Wildcats, after turning it over, they would come up with a big takeaway by their defense. Here comes Anderson in motion left to right. Snap to McNamara looking. Now he lets it go. And it's intercepted. Theron Johnson, far side, 30, 35, 40. He's to midfield. He's on his way. Nothing but green grass in front of him. A pick six. Theron Johnson, touchdown Northwestern. How's that for turning things around? 85 yards for Theron Johnson. The Wildcats with the first pick six since the Music City Bowl against Kentucky back in 2017. The Wildcats had a 7-3 lead. Iowa then went three and out, but their punter, Reese Dakin, pinned the Cats back on their own six. And then that's where quarterback Jack Lausch would be sacked for a safety for the second week in a row, and Iowa cut the lead to 2 points at 7-5. Hawkeyes then offensively went three and out, but again, Dakin pinned the Cats on their own six. No safety this time, but they went three and out, punted back to the Hawkeyes. Hawkeyes again stopped, three and out, but this time Dakin would pin the Cats on their own 5-yard line, and the Wildcats would punt it back to Iowa with a minute 22 to go in the half. And Brendan Sullivan, who had taken over earlier in the second quarter from McNamara at quarterback, would drive Iowa 52 yards in five plays. And with just less than a minute to go, they had the ball at the Northwestern 26. Johnson to his left. He'll hand to Johnson. And Johnson's got the first and more. No. To the 15, to the 10, on his feet, end zone touchdown. They had bottled Caleb Johnson up the entire first half, and suddenly he breaks free for the touchdown, and just like that, Iowa goes back in front to stay, as it turned out, 12-7 Iowa at halftime. Hawkeyes got the ball first in the third quarter, started from their own 22, but Brendan Sullivan, the former Northwestern quarterback, would hook up with tight end Johnny Pascuzzi for 40 yards down to the Wildcats 6, and from there, Sullivan, as he did so often with the Wildcats, would call his own number. Sullivan looks it over, He'll take it himself off the right side. Uline giving chase, and he reaches for the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, Brendan Sullivan. Touchdown, Iowa. And the Hawkeyes extend the lead on the opening series of the third quarter. It was 19-7. The Wildcats went three and out again and punted it back to Iowa. Their return man, Caden Wiegen, would help break the game open with this. Wiegen back in single safety for the Hawkeyes. Here's the snap, an Akers punt.
Beautiful.
And a beauty. Angled towards the far side, fielded 15-yard line by Wiegen. Breaks a tackle, 20, 25, angling right, 30, 35. He's to midfield on his feet and down to the near sideline to the 30. Still in bounds, apparently, and he's going to take it all the way. Touchdown, Iowa. 85 yards for Wiegen. It was 26-7. The Hawkeyes would score two more touchdowns before the third quarter was over. A 41-yarder for Caleb Johnson and a 25-yarder for Johnson. One play after quarterback Jack Lausch was intercepted by Iowa's Jay Higgins at the Northwestern 25. Caleb Johnson took it in 25 yards, his third TD of the day, to make it 40-7 in favor of the Hawkeyes with 27 seconds to go in the third. Cats punted it back to Iowa, the opening moments of the fourth quarter, but the Hawkeyes went three and out, punted back to the Cats. Ryan Helinski at quarterback got things going, a 21-yard pass to tight end Thomas Gordon down to the Iowa 34, a 16-yard pass to Donnie Gray that got the ball down to the 18-yard line. But there, Helinski lost a fumble. It was recovered by the Hawkeyes at their 22-yard line. They would go three and out. Iowa would punt the ball to the Wildcats. Kicks this one high and overhead down the middle of the field. And it will be returned by Wagner. Makes the first man miss. He's on his way to the 40, 45 to midfield. He's to the 30. He's going to take it all the way to the 10, to the 5, high-stepping end zone. Touchdown. How about that? Drew Wagner, first game as the Wildcat punt returner. 72 yards for the touchdown to cut the Iowa lead to 40-14. But from that point, neither team did anything offensively. Iowa went three and out. The next two possessions for them, the Wildcats went three and out, and inside of 2 minutes, punted the ball back to Iowa, and the Hawkeyes ran out the clock. Final score 40-14.